Today on the dirt bike track, we learned a lesson for all you kids out there. If you lie to an adult about a possible kidnapping, well, you're in for a day of ocean splash around. There's no consequences whatsoever as long as you had good intentions. So lie, lie, lie. And while we're on the subject of liars, my name's Clyde.
I'm Nicole.
And this is Mostly Speaking Spider-Man. Yes, guys. Like I said, my name's Clyde. And as of right now, while you're listening to this, Nicole and I are preparing for our live appearance at Fan Expo. Yes, appearance at Fan Expo Chicago live Friday, 12 p.m. on August 11th. So be there or be a goddamn rhombus. And speaking of rhombi, I like to rhombi you, my queen. It's the emissary of Hole. I almost said the emissary of Hole. Oh, man.
Wow.
What's her... Courtney Love hates this person. It's the Bricks, Nicole Jakis.
Hi.
What's up?
I'm confused, but what, okay.
Courtney Love was in a band called Hole. Is that what you were confused about?
Yeah,
that's the thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
But why does she hate it?
Because you're the emissary of Hole, so Courtney Love would hate you if you're the emissary of Hole. You guys have a feud going on.
Okay.
You're all like, oh, no, I know the secrets about everything. And she's like, oh, no, if it's everything, I might have some coming out. But it's not about the, like, Kurt Cobain stuff. It's like, oh, I'm lying on the IRS forms, babe.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Bullwinkle now. Bullwinkle also hates you.
Wow.
I heard you started eating meat again, and that's what I'm made out of, Bricks.
Yeah.
And so me too.
But it's really just like chicken and ham.
Okay, all right. Am I that? Let me ask my friend Rocky. Hey.
Oh my God.
Does she know how to do Rocky? You better... I just sounded like a bad
Spot
Marge.
On.
A bad Marge Simpsons. Ooh, yeah, it's plural, guys. That's right, Bullwinkle. Kind of that, no. I'm more like R2 Shelby 2's kid voice now. But, Nicole?
Yeah.
I'm eating meat, you're eating meat, and it sure don't taste sweet because it's savory.
I mean, the ham is honeyed.
I'm not allowed to eat that.
Oh. Because bees made it?
Uh-huh. No, because it's sugary.
Oh.
It's too sweet, baby. But do you have anything to discuss?
Oh,
how was your
yeah,
week?
I do.
How was your day? How was your existence? We missed you last week.
I have stories.
Okay. I got a story to tell.
I'm going
to
tell one that was a thing that wasn't fun for me.
Okay.
And then I'll tell two that are cute and funny.
Okay.
And it's not what you think it's about. It's a thing that happened at work, actually.
No, I'm glad it's not the thing. I was like, I hope she's not thinking of the thing I'm thinking about.
No.
Because I'd be like, no, Nicole, please don't do that.
Yeah, because it's like the people who listen to our podcast already fucking know that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And of course, she's talking about the Purple People Eaters.
Yeah.
They exist, guys. And she's talking about the Greys. United States confirmed they exist. It's crazy how other governments weren't like, oh, you want to know what? No, we're going to be completely transparent. Aliens have landed in our area. We're going to tell you. Or are they only landing in the Pacific Southwest? Who knows?
I don't care.
I do. They're out there. Mulder was right. Scully was wrong. Shame a woman today. But what's up, Nicole?
Oh, my God.
She deserves to be shamed.
No.
Oh, shoot. You know she likes it.
I hate this. I hate this bit.
Get to going, baby.
Which, you know, is kind of on theme. So.
You're welcome.
already had a rough time when I got home because of an incident James and I vaguely reference.
Vaguely. Oh, that was the... Oh, I thought you were talking about a different thing that happened while you were at the location you were in.
No.
Okay, all right. Keep going, I guess.
I was talking about downtown.
Downtown. where your heart will stop.
I was at work, okay, at a comic book store, and I get a phone call. I pick up the phone.
I'm done.
And this masculine voice says, "Do you guys buy high-end comics?" And my brain, of course, is like, okay, do they mean like priced high? Or is there like some obscure publishing company called High-End Comics?
I was going to make that joke.
I was like, okay, I'm just going to assume they mean high price. And I was like, yes? And they were like, yeah, so I'm just shopping around asking different stores because I got this 9.8 CGC Avengers number 4 that I'm looking to sell, blah, blah, blah. It was like towards the end of the day, so my brain is already fucking fried. And like I was thinking, so I wasn't saying things out loud, therefore there was a pause. And to preface, two things, okay? This person, Avengers number 4, very expensive. A 9.8, that is almost like the highest grading you can get. They don't grade things at 9.9 and 10. They just don't.
I'll pull it up.
The best condition you could ever find. And with this interaction that I had, I'm also assuming that they have a lot of money. It wasn't like, oh, my uncle had this or some shit. But also, like, that's not a thing that, like, usually it's, like, really shitty and watered down. It's not like a CGC. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Okay.
There was a pause.
I'm sorry. I'm maybe building it up too much, but I'm so fucking, like. So they asked me, and I paused because I was thinking, and I was like, okay, should I take this person's information and, like, leave a note for the owner? Or would it be okay for me to just give this person the owner's phone number? Like, I don't know if that would be overstepping any boundaries. And I was like, I don't know. And I was like weighing the options. It probably took like a full 5 seconds, really, for me to think. And they were like, they said, do you even know what that is? Or do you just work the front counter?
Wowzers.
Yeah. And I immediately had to take the phone away from my face and just like, are you fucking kidding me right now? Are you fucking serious? And I was like, no, I know what that is. And they're like, yeah, sorry if that like came out mean or whatever, like if that came out mean or rude. And I was like, well, it kind of did. Because like, and I had like attitude in my voice because I'm like, fuck you. And they're like, well, you know, I just didn't know because it's like a really niche thing.
What are you talking? No. It is the, I hope you said this to them. I hope you said, oh yes, so niche that it is currently the 3rd and 5th highest grossing movie. The Avengers Endgame and the Avengers Infinity War. Fuck you, dude.
I love you so much right now.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and then they tried to like backtrack and like justify what they said and like was like rambling and was like, yeah, because, you know, like it's, you ask like 99 out of 100 people like wouldn't know what that is. And you're, I was just like,
you guess what? 99 out of 100 people don't work at a comic book store, but maybe 1 out of 100 do. And you're talking to someone who works at a comic book store.
Yeah.
Also, you could have said, like, I am literally standing in front of a collection of the first 50 issues of The Avengers right now, sir.
Yeah. I just ignored them and was like, yeah, so I'll just take down your information. And I, like, grabbed a sticky note. And as they were, like, saying it, I just kept writing, fuck you, in all caps, like, over and over again. And Lance, because I was working with Lance, and Lance just looks at me and he's like, Oh, no.
I'd laugh if that person came. See, this is like how you would write this as a sitcom. You'd leave, and then the next day they would come in and they'd be like, oh, yeah, I'm here to see the owner. And then owner says like, oh, yeah, what can I do for you? Oh, someone took down my name about doing that. And then he's like looking at notes and he's like, you must be fuck you times five. Is that you? And then they'd be like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. This is what happened. And then he's like, looks at the 9.8 and says, you know, CGC isn't really up to what they're usually their standards now. I'll give you like, I don't know, 250 for it.
Yeah. So that was really when we went and watched the Barbie movie and I was like, I needed this. Mm-hmm. Like that was like, because I'm like, fuck you. Because first of all, it's because I'm a woman.
Yeah.
And it's also really fucking like classist of you.
Yeah.
To be like, oh, someone working the front counter is an idiot, like is stupid and doesn't know things.
I still feel bad. So your brother-in-law, Aaron, I did not know how old he was. So when he said like, oh, I think I have seen Sleepaway Camp, I was like, I truly don't think you have, because like, and you watched it in like high school, that would be weird. But knowing how old he is, I'm like, oh no, that would have been something. Because like what we watched in high school was like Teeth, Big Man Japan, 13, Jawbreaker, like the things in family video. So I want, next time I see him, I want to like apologize, and he'd be like, I don't remember this interaction,
yeah,
James.
Yeah, yeah.
I was still slightly drunk from the wedding, and I'd be like, oh no. So like, yeah, like I just don't assume people don't know what something is, especially, also I didn't know Aaron just watches literally everything, and because I don't know a lot about him. And I didn't know he leans a little towards horror sometimes. So, but if I knew that, I'd be like, sometimes to the detriment of like, well, everyone's heard of Hack-O-Lantern. And they're like, no, James, I haven't. I'm talking to Presley.
Me at work being like, yeah, like talking casually about MILF Manor. And everyone's like, the fuck are you talking about?
Insane.
Yeah.
Fuck that, dude.
So that was super fun.
I wish we could have written that as a sitcom. That's,
oh my God.
That's the fuck you. And then, oh yeah, 250. And he's like, well, this is worth easily like 2,000. Let's just say 2,000. And then he's like, yeah, well, that's the fuck you tax. And they're like, okay, well, that can't be it. Well, yeah, well, one fuck you is minus this, but you have five of them, sir.
Yeah. So then, like, I think like the next day is when I had that customer that was like, where I was like, it's not, because we do a 10% off on Wednesdays, but it was Thursday, and it's a regular that comes in. And I was like, it's not Wednesday, but fuck it, I'll just give you 10% off anyway. And they were like, oh my God, this is the nicest thing. Like, I want to get you guys a cake. And I was like, it's $6 off. Like, it's fine.
What if he pulled up the Jimmy here meme of him just going, it's Wednesday, my dudes.
I'd give it to him for free.
No, that would still that would be too much, Nicole. It's too much off. What else you got to talk about?
Okay, the fun things.
The fun drangles.
Okay, it's two things.
Two.
One, this one's short. Okay, but for context. For context. Okay. There's an episode of SpongeBob, and I can't remember what the fuck it was about, but it doesn't matter. Mr. Krabs tells Patrick to go, that they need to go east using a compass. And later on, they figure out, they're like, what the fuck? We're going the wrong way. We're supposed to be going east. And Patrick goes, east? I thought you said weast. Okay, so for those of you, that's the reference, which I think is fucking hilarious. I quote it from every now and again. I was at the cabin with my family. We made a fire. And we're sitting around the fire. It's me, my sister, Brooke's mom, and my mom. Brooke's mom and my mom are like looking at the moon and they're like, it's so bright. And they're like trying to figure out like what, they're like, okay, well, that's north. So that must be south. And Ashley just quietly to herself goes, weast. And I died laughing.
Season 1, episode 17A, ARG.
Nice. Second story is just like funny that I wanted to tell you, and I was like, I'll just tell you on the podcast.
Can I say something about that? Okay. I thought it was going to end with you saying that and the parents being like, that's stupid. We don't get SpongeBob. There was once my neighbors who I think were a part of those IBL, you know, the 19 kids and counting, whatever
the evangelical cult.
Yeah, the whatever sect of Christianity that is. I believe they were at least following the homeschooling guys of that stuff. So, like, that's kind of the, like, mindset of, like, hey, they weren't that closed off, though.
Mm-hmm. So I mean, they were hanging out with you, so.
Yes, but that's just by proximity. I think, like, literally if you're living in the city or the suburbs, every hyper-Christian family has one McCollum family.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully it's not, like, post-teenage year McCollums, because that's, like, you get one. I would probably still have been looked at as, like, the worst of the worst because I was actively saying, like, Satan rocks, well, as my brother and sister were draining air conditioning units trying to get all the Freon out to get high. So,
Fantask.
Uh-huh. There was once where we were quoting SpongeBob. Yeah. I was maybe in fourth grade outside. Taylor, their son, was a year or two older than me. And their mom just like looks at us and goes, that show is just like rotting the youth's mind. Yeah. And I was like, what? SpongeBob? Okay, I can get Harry Potter and why you guys are against that.
Yeah, sure.
In 2002, you know? And like other, I can get why Dungeons and Dragons, all of this stuff, but you're against all of that and SpongeBob, but totally fine with Dragon Ball Z. I don't get this.
Yeah, my dad hated that show.
Good. It's not foreign.
Wow.
It's good for good people.
Yeah, because you'd be watching it and he was like, shut that shit off.
Wow.
I was like, okay.
Elaine, who would babysit us and is very influential in my tastes and interests, was down for everything we watched, like all the cartoon stuff. But once Ed, and Eddie came on, she's like,
that's fair.
She's like, no, guys.
That's fair.
This is, play any video game you want for the next 30 minutes. You can play a rated M game.
Just don't watch this cartoon.
No, Ed, and Eddie. I don't like how their tongues are different colored.
It's unsettling. It's not even like it's bad. It's just unsettling.
It's bonkers and too frantic.
Yeah.
But what was your next story?
Oh, it's very like sibling energy. We were in the lake, like me and my sister, and she had like a big ass, I think it's just called the paddle board.
Okay.
Where you like stand on it and you have a paddle or whatever, an oar. She was actually, and I was just in the water swimming with a floaty or something, and she was actually just laying down on it like sunbathing. And there's also a pontoon that's like tied to the dock. So it's basically just a platform, like a piece of wood sitting on top of two big ass like metal things with air so that it can float.
Boing, boing.
Meaning there's a big empty space underneath. And so being really quiet, I took the paddleboard and I slowly started lining it up so that it would just go directly under the pontoon. But, like, I'm not going to do that. I'm not an asshole. So, like, once it was, like, close enough to where it was like, oh, this is clearly going to go under here.
Yeah.
I was like, Ashley, welcome to Spiderland.
Ew.
And she was like, what, what?
Gross.
It was really funny.
I'm glad she didn't actually go, because now that I know there's spiders, that's bad. I thought she was going to go under it and she'd be like, wait, is it really cloudy out now? Then like goes to like get up. Maybe she had her eyes closed and then just hits her head
no,
on
no,
the
no,
bottom.
No, no,
that
no.
would have been good. But you want to know what is? Actually, I don't know if this episode of Spider-Man, episode 11, entitled Professor Monster's Ultra-Powered Poisonous Assassination, is good. Because boy, oh boy, this was the littlest amount of story out of any episode.
I'm glad you said that. Because I was like, is this boring?
Yes, it was.
I feel like this is boring.
There's so much him just creeping around, punching a couple guys.
Yeah.
Like, we get that two or three times where usually we just get it at the end. This one, thin.
Yeah.
Thinner than my dick.
Oh.
Because that's pretty thick, guys.
Wait, but did you have anything?
No.
Oh, okay.
I got one thing to talk about, but that's a After Dark thing because it's very explicit.
Oh, yeah.
It's about me gaping myself.
Okay.
Huzzah, Henry. Okay, so a quick rundown of this. Remember Ichiro from a few episodes back? She got spider blood in him because he got hit by a car and died. Well, he's back and he said that he can't see Spider-Man anymore. So he writes him a letter and says, please, I think someone's trying to kidnap me. And then Spider-Man says, oh no, I gotta go. I gotta heal my friend of dangers. And then find out, oh, he just wanted to hang out, have a beach day. So then he ends up getting kidnapped. Because it kind of like gives away the location and then they have to get him back. But Spider-Man gets stabbed with some poison and then Ichiro has to give him his blood because that has some Spidarian. So it kind of boosts him. And then that's the story.
I mean, yeah, I feel like we don't need to. We can just be done with
all
the
right,
podcast.
Guys. See ya. Bye. Fan
literally
Expo. Proud podcast partner of the Tokusatsu Network. They love it when I talk about my self gape.
Yeah. They specifically said to us.
Yep.
They love it.
Uh-huh. So Ratman on our Discord is going through all our old episodes. I need to ask him. I'll be like, hey, I'll give you, I don't know, like a... Just let me know every time we say proud podcast partner of the Tokusatsu Network after saying an outlandish thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then, because I want to clip all of those. And then see if they still want to be a proud podcast partner of us. They're like, oh, Jesus, this is what we're promoting on our website?
Yeah.
These Monsters, Inc.?
Yeah.
Man, the Monsters, Inc. show at Disney is so good.
Yeah, it's cute and fun.
Uh-huh. Guys, go check that out. But be aware, there might be COVID there. I'm almost 1 year since COVID.
To my knowledge, I haven't had it yet.
Baffling.
Yeah, I don't know.
We were sleeping in the
same
bed. I don't
know what the fuck is wrong with me.
We, like, kissed that the night of that I, like, would have had it.
They're like, immunocompromised people should be extra careful. And I'm like, I don't. Okay.
In the beginning, I was pretty careful, but now I'm kind of laxed. I am now, I'm still distancing myself from people.
Yeah.
But I'm not like going into the movies with a mask on.
Yeah.
But also because I know I don't have COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's a big thing is like if I was iffy.
Exactly.
If I had a scratchy throat, I'd be like, oh, I'm going to throw a mask on just to be safe. It's probably just allergies, LG, Spider Cave.
When it's not like 1,000 degrees out, I still wear a mask on public transit.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, that's it.
Yeah. Like that muscle?
I love it.
Thank you. Took you long enough.
I
guess it's kind of niche, my muscle.
Oh my God.
Do you even know what that is?
It's like, do you even know what niche means?
I would have said,
I
consider it more of a fetish comic.
Oh my God.
What do you want to plug though?
The Barbie movie.
Yeah. Oh, guys, we watched it last night on recording. So good.
So on recording, what?
Like of recording date.
Oh.
It's a $1 billion movie, guys.
It lives up to the hype. Because I was very skeptical. But then I saw and I was like, I don't know. Because we really don't. We're not like movie theater people.
No, not anymore.
But then like I saw memes of people taking negative reviews and putting them on the movie posters as if they were critic reviews.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what made me like, this is the only time I feel like negative reviews would make me want to go see a movie.
Yeah.
Because it was just like fucking, it was just people who love the patriarchy, basically, and we're like, oh, fuck this movie.
And people who haven't seen the movie.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. They suck, but the movie, two thumbs up. One thing I'll say about it, or a couple things. Art direction and the sets were amazing.
Fucking incredible.
It's a beautiful movie, and I was nervous because I knew from a trailer I saw they go into the real world, and I thought that was going to be the main, like, we're going to show you all this cool shit, because most of the movies I watch, like a He-Man universe, that Vicious Lips movie, where it's like the first, we're going to bookend this with beautiful, amazing sets, but everything else is going to be like, we're just in New Jersey now. And I thought that's what it was going to be, to like hamper down on budget. But no, they're back and forth in these worlds, and it's so beautiful. I think the humor hits, and it's just, it's good.
It's so fucking good. But also, never forget the original, Life Size.
With Cameron Diaz? No, it's with Tyra Banks? No. That's a Mannequin 2, I think. Is that Katherine Heigl?
The original Mannequin 2.
Who's Life Size?
Tyra Banks, dude.
Wait, I thought Tyra Banks was in Mannequin 2.
Well, now you got me second guessing it.
All right, well, I will check this right quick.
And like Lindsay Lohan? Was she in that?
Yeah, Lindsay Lohan and Tyra Banks.
Yeah.
But I feel like Mannequin 2 was before that.
But yeah, Barbie movie fucking amazing. They also just paid attention to detail when it comes to like the Barbie land. It's just so good. And there's so much like, this word just feels gross, but like diversity in it. Like there isn't just like a bunch of blonde white people.
Because that's what Barbie isn't. Mannequin and then, but Mannequin 2, I don't think, no, Mannequin 2 is not this, I'm thinking of Life Size. But what one was Katherine Heigl in?
I have no idea.
Or am I thinking of the one where she switches places with the Scream Queen, Danielle Harris, you know, she knows, fuck, I forgot the reference.
What
and she knows
fuck?
Tina, that tiny girl, Danielle Harris.
Damn.
She was in a movie with Katherine Heigl where they switch
bodies. I'm talking
bodies.
About the Barbie movie, okay? And Lizzo got a titular song and it's fucking sick.
She was in Grey's Anatomy.
What the fuck, dude?
I'm kidding. I'm finding it.
Never forget the original Barbie.
Grey's Anatomy.
Tourist Trap.
Oh, dang. Yeah, that is kind of like that, isn't it? I don't know.
No. If I'm remembering right, someone with all the weird, creepy fucking mannequins and puppets and shit. It's like a real bad horror movie.
Yeah, you're thinking right. You're thinking right.
Hell yeah.
I think just Wish Upon a Star is, I think, in Lifeless, doesn't she wish for, like...
Life Size.
I mean, yes, in Life Size, doesn't she make a wish and then it becomes a reality?
That sounds right.
I always got those movies mixed up because their covers at least looked like they could be the same. But Wish
Which
Upon
movies?
A Star. Wish Upon a Star and Life Size.
Oh, okay.
Life Size is a wild movie. We gotta
like,
watch
okay,
it.
Okay, he's saying movie, so I know he doesn't mean Grey's Anatomy.
No. Well, I mean, you watch four episodes in a row, that's a movie. That's an event. I remember in high school, when I thought this is the final season of Grey's Anatomy. Clearly it wasn't. Or maybe it was just the season finale. Who knows? But
probably.
My friends...
Was it the plane crash?
I don't know. Their girlfriends really loved it. So they all got together and they were like, hey, James, we can't hang out at our normal hangout spot because we're all watching Grey's Anatomy. Do you want to watch? I was like, I don't know what that show is, so I'm going to decline. I don't even think I thought it was a medical drama. I don't know what I thought it was.
Yeah, my mom loved that show.
I might have thought it was like Grey's Alchemy and it was like a fantasy wizard thing. Someone make that.
Yeah.
You want to get into these notes? Won't be hard.
I guess. I mean, we already did the thing.
So, Nicole.
We did it.
Yes. It started out with the sound of cicadas. It was like.
Yeah, I fucking love cicadas.
And they remind me of Nicole when she's drunk.
Wow.
And it's just cute. That's a cute thing.
I mean, I think they're cute because I just imagine what they're actually doing. And it's like just little bugs in a tree screaming that they're horny.
Oh, so you enjoy catcalling, do you?
No, it's not directed at anyone. It's just, okay. They're just yelling it out loud.
So if I were laying in bed and I was just like, I'm so horny.
Yeah, but like no one's home.
Oh, okay. All right. You want to know what? This would be a super funny TikTok. I say, oh, I'm so horny. And then I say it like 10 times, but each time I say it, it cuts to one of our rooms and it's empty, cuts to another room, it's empty, and just no one else is in the apartment.
What the fuck?
And I say, I guess I'll have to do it myself. And then I like pull out a belt.
Oi!
And then it cuts. That's the TikTok. So what's his face? He's toiling over a CB ham radio, oh, whatever. Yeah. Oh, hopefully it's not honey baked ham because then it's too sweet. He'll make his fingers sticky as he's just, someone needs to do a ham radio. It's just like a ham. Hey guys, that has to have been done somewhere.
Heathcliff had to have done
it. Oh my, Heathcliff, Gallagher, if you're listening, get to it. That could be an entire week of just different communication devices as meat.
Yeah.
He loves the ham radio. Or this would be the caption. He's talking on a ham radio and like the kid and the old man are by each other. And the kid says, I'll give you one guess on why he chooses that.
Yeah.
Because he loves ham. And he's wearing a helmet that says ham.
This is radio.
Or he's wearing we can loop it in with Alien Week as well. He'll be wearing a foil hat that says ham crudely written on it.
What?
You know what, exactly.
Yes.
as you thought about it, you're like, no, that's a Heathcliff. Okay, so.
The more confusing, the more accurate it is.
He hangs out with aliens sometimes. And if he's trying to contact them, he would be wearing like a tinfoil hat.
Yeah.
So he's on his ham radio and his sister comes up and he's not Heathcliff Takuya. I wish it were Heathcliff. The episode would be better.
Thank you for that clarification. Yeah.
And she says, oh, what are you doing? You're going to spend all day on that radio. Oh, well, you got a letter from your best friend, Ichiro. And he's like, yes. And she's like super excited, thinking, hey, you want to know, our dad died. He's clearly going through some stuff. I'm glad he has something that's happy. And she's like, hey, I'll make dinner. I'll make lunch. What do you want? And he says, hey, you're the chef. And then she's like, oh, my God. And she says, I'll make cold noodles to help beat that heat. And I always said, sis, how about no? Whip out the damn water wiggle if you want to get the heat beat. That just thwipping around, having a good time.
Uh-huh.
Plug that into your hose. I want to see Henry, how he'd react to a water wiggle.
Yeah, I was thinking about how I see those, like, kiddie pools and, like, child sprinklers. And I'm like, damn, if I didn't live in an apartment building.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You're just out on the like patches of grass out front, just running through
it. With the neighbor's child. Like, yeah. We're both just having a fucking blast.
You're in your swimsuit that, like, it's cheeky. So, as it is of the times these days. But, like, just to be out front. Also, as cars pass by, they're just running into other cars off, like, driving off the road because the sun hits your skin and reflects into their eyes.
Wow, I thought it was because I'm sexy, but okay.
That too. You're milky
skin. Also, there isn't a road.
No, the patch out front.
Oh, you're saying in front of the
building?
Yeah,
the little patch of grass out front.
Oh my God.
I forgot there's grass back here because there's barely grass out here.
Yeah. But
I guess you could go to the park.
But there's a hose over there.
Oh.
It's in the laundry room.
Don't mind if I do. Do it in the laundry room.
The fuck?
Yeah, that'd be creepy as hell. No sun rays. Teens would be like coming past and be like, hey, I heard you're giving out king size candy bars. You're like, that was two Halloweens ago. Get out of here.
Yeah, we killed it with king size candy bars 1 year and then the next year just flopped with Sour Patch Kids.
Yeah. But that same year, like, some kid came up after we gave out all the king-size candy bars, after telling everyone not to say that they got it from us.
Well, yeah, of course you're going to.
No, you say like, oh man, I don't know where. I've hit so many houses. I respect adults who provide for the youth.
James, no matter how hard you try, you'll never be one of them, okay?
No. I don't want to be one of them. I just want to be respected.
Respected.
So Ichiro, she's like, oh, I just want to hang out with my best friend. And I was like, I'm Nicole's Ichiro. Because you once gave me a blood transfusion.
When?
You don't want to know,
Was
Nicole.
I also unconscious?
You don't want to know.
Okay.
And the doctors were like, it won't work, it won't work. Incompatible blood types. I was like, she's the only one who will help.
Yeah.
And they're like, Hippocratic oath be damned for love. And they're just like pumping blood with a hand pump from you to me. And I go, ugh!
And it worked.
Uh-huh. My spine started to crinkle a little.
No!
Nicole had scolios.
Yeah, I have the kind that it's a roller coaster.
Chill. I forgot who it was.
It was dabbing.
It was either, yes, it was either Presley or Shelby, but when I brought up that you have a metal spine, they're like, holy shit, that's so cool. I think that seems more like, that could be either of them.
Yeah. Yeah, it's cool and definitely not traumatizing.
Or not painful, which I told them. I was
definitely
like,
not what, nope, too dark.
They were like, hey, does it get cold out in the cold?
No.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know. She never talks about it.
No, it's just body temperature.
Ooh,
it's
BT?
In my body.
Okay. So Ichiro is in the, like, Madame Tussauds. It's not Madame Tussauds. That's just the first name I came up with. Madame Tussauds Home for Children, which I wish I lived in a home for children and not a home for broken families.
I don't get it.
Because it would have been, like, supportive and whatnot. I was supportive, but also there was a lot of, like, I feel like a home for children, there's not, like, screaming happening. Mm. It would have been nurturing.
You've never seen that thing, you know?
What?
It said a kisses, we get kicked.
Oh, well, that's not a home for children. That's the Hard Knock Life.
Oh.
That was the name of the place. Why would you send a child to an orphanage called the Hard Knock Orphanage?
Because they hate their child.
So much so they don't want them anymore.
Yeah.
Yahoo!
But also they're like...
Yes? What are they like, Nicole?
They're like, let's send them to this one. They're guaranteed to get kicked.
Yes. How much, like, if, let's say, like, a 12-year-old walks up to you and is like, hey, I will give you X amount of money to just kick me as hard as you can in the chest. How much money? And, like, it needs to be truly your hardest. They'll know. They'll have, like, a physician on cue looking at your muscle structure and be like, okay, it's probably, like, well, they'll test the pounds per pressure that you can kick. How much money would it have to be?
Who am I kicking?
A 12-year-old. And let's say they're a YouTube pranker type guy. Like, they like doing stunts.
I'm not going to kick a child.
What? It'll be on YouTube, so they'll credit you as darlinghomebody.com.
Yeah, that's worse.
They'll credit you as darlinghomebody.com.
That is so much worse.
Okay.
That doesn't sweeten
the deal. He has, like, 2 million subscribers, and every video, like, minimum gets 350,000 views.
Sorry, I'm not a sellout like you, James.
And hey, other people have come on with products, swear that the conversion rate is there. Like, it's pretty good.
I don't
good.
Care. I'm not kicking a child.
And they follow back as well, okay? Your darling homebody TikTok will be on there, and they're like, okay, we want to see what she's up to, too. They kicked my favorite YouTuber real hard.
Wow.
They deserve my follow.
Are you canceled?
Like, 60 grand.
James, you're canceled.
Okay. I'd do it for like 12 grand.
Wow. I thought you were going to say dollars.
No. Because then it's like, okay, actually, if there's like, hey, I'm not responding. Actually, I've been working out a leg. If the kid is muscular and is like in tip-top shape as well, because my legs are pretty strong these days, so I think I could kick real hard. So I'd fear more so not the ridicule I'd get for kicking a child, but more like, hey, did I accidentally kill this kid?
I feel like in the description of this, you know, we should just title this Barely Speaking Sentai.
Spider-Man. No, this is in relations. We were talking about a kid getting a blood transfusion and now you a blood transfusion and now a kid getting kicked.
Some people listen because they actually want to hear us talk about
it. No, they don't. What are you, that Facebook comment? That was like, you are talking about people under the stairs in this 1 minute clip out of a 70 minute portion of a podcast.
They said you wasted 1 minute of my life.
God, this is hot trash. I hope your next orgasm sucks back in.
What?
They didn't say that. That's me adding on.
I know.
Like, you're cursed to be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to come real good. And then all of a sudden it just like drops back. Like it when it's about to release, it just zoom. And then you're tense for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
You've never had that experience where you're like, oh, can I jack off in the amount of the allotted time before school? And then it doesn't happen.
Every day, dude.
Oh, what? The takeaway from that is you're still going to school? Yeah. Holy shit.
Yeah, the school of hard knocks.
No, you're getting kicked. Shh. Fuck. Oh, you're into being kicked. Okay, so a 12-year-old walks up to you and says, hey, I'll pay you if I can kick you as hard as I can. And I'll pay for medical damages.
Fuck no.
Okay, what if it's like, oh, you I'll kick
actually,
you
actually, yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. Because then you'd be like, oh, you hurt my like metal spine. I need a new one.
Yeah.
Oh, man, no. That would have, like, my wisdom tooth sucked. Getting a new spine would have, that sucked.
Yeah, James.
How long was the recovery?
It sucks.
How long was it?
Like, I couldn't go to school, like, a month.
Whoa. Good thing they didn't do it during summer. That would have sucked.
Yeah.
Because then you'd be like, ugh. But you probably played a lot of Harvest Moon, didn't you?
No.
What? Fascists.
Brooke came over once though and brought like snacks and we watched Avatar. It was really nice. And I watched what's that movie about roller skaters?
Roller derby.
Yeah, roller derbies.
Roller hard.
Anyway, watched that with my sister. Watched a bunch of stuff with my brother. Yeah, I just watched a bunch of TV.
Okay, that's good. Back to notes.
Oh, yeah.
So we will be discussing, we're doing a live watch along for our next episode that will be in the feed because we're recording that live at Fan Expo. And in this episode that we watched today, we meet Interpol and we see like clips from that, the movie, interspliced into here. So like the movie fits in between episode 10 and 11.
Yeah.
So they're hanging out. Oh, wait, no, that's not what I want to say. Peter Parker, quit it with this DIY mentality and team up with Interpol already. It would have just been, like, cool if he would team up with them as well. Also, Interpol can find out who Spider-Man is, but the Iron Cross Army can't.
Wow, James loves cops. You heard it here.
Interpol's different,
what
okay?
What even is Interpol?
Interpol's an international, like, detective agency type deal. Like, if someone, I believe this would be like an Interpol thing. If someone needs to be extradited from one country to another, that's kind of an Interpol thing. And I'm probably simplifying it so much. But when when multiple countries need to team up on a matter of the law, that's an Interpol.
Okay. Honestly, this whole time, I thought it was like a European thing.
No, but I can Interpol. What are they? Interpol.
Oh my God. Yeah, and I thought that the Iron Cross Army knew who he was already.
No. Okay. The International Criminal Police Organization, commonly known as Interpol, is an international organization that facilitates worldwide police cooperation and crime control.
Yeah,
it is the world's
cops,
largest
dude.
International police organization. It is headquartered in... Hey, Nicole, you know, it's France. It's European. So, yeah, when people need to, like, different countries need to team up, Interpol. Like with the FBI, when multiple states need to start linking up, that's FBI.
Yeah, got it.
So, you know, like the Men in Black would probably have an Interpol as well.
I don't. Okay.
I was pushing my pen as if I was trying to, like, wipe people's memories.
My memory?
No,
okay.
Other people's, not yours.
Damn it.
No, I never do that.
Why not?
So this kid gets kidnapped and he is taken to this meat locker where they're like, okay, we're going to freeze you to death. And he's getting sprayed with there's this clam monster.
It's shooting bubbles.
Yeah. To make him cold. And this kid's cold shakes acting is so funny. He's just like,
There's an earthquake.
Oh, yeah. He has earthquake acting. Not shiver acting.
Yeah.
And then Spider-Man shows up. He's taking them all out. And someone is trying to hit him with a machete. And it's crazy that we've talked about it before. Spider-Man will go on a ceiling. And, like, you have a sword. Even granted, this man had a machete. He could have still, like, swiped up and gotten Spider-Man a couple times.
Yeah.
Oh, and then he could have drank that Spider-Man blood. And
the spider milk.
Yeah. And then he's also a superhero. He becomes Venom.
They don't have the rights.
No. Even though they don't have the rights, but the one, they clearly just were like, Green Goblin? How about Silver Goblin? Just paint someone with a pumpkin head freaking silver. We're in the gold.
Not anymore.
Oh, yeah, there is one of those guys
silver
now.
Silver and gold. And red.
Like the Hulk.
And I'm pretty sure there's a rainbow.
Holy shit, I like that. Why not?
Holy shit, I like that.
That's Roy G. Biv.
Roy G. Biv, baby.
Roy G. Biv Goblin.
What do you think the spider poison is?
The spider poison is probably just raid, DEET.
Mm.
Just a concentrated DEET.
I don't know why when you said raid, my brain was like, yeah, that's Gatorade.
Oh, no. I thought you were going to say Shadow Legends.
No.
Yeah, it's just concentrated raid.
It's concentrated Gatorade.
And just a little splash will kill a single spider. So if it's a bunch of dashes, it'll kill a Spider-Man.
Yeah.
If I had a machine gun and I started shooting it up in the air, would I be cooler? We're in the desert, so you don't need to worry about it falling down on people.
No.
Damn it.
You'd be scarier.
Okay. I think I want to be a little scary these days.
If you want to be cooler, put a cigarette in your mouth.
Yes. Okay. I want to be cooler and scarier. Cigarette going. Just the ashes are vibrating off as my body can't handle the AK-47. I look like a child who has bad shiver acting.
Yeah. And then get saved by Spider-Man.
Uh-huh.
But then Spider-Man gets poisoned.
Poisoned. Ooh. And he says, I'm dying. Bye.
And then you're like, no, Spider-Man.
I have the same blood that you saved me from a poison with, or actually the poison that is toxic fumes coming from a car that hit me dead on.
Yeah, I really thought that the kid died.
Me too, from the blood transfusion.
And they should have done that.
Yeah. It felt like it was leading up to that when the Interpol guy was like beating around the bush of where this kid's at.
Yeah.
Maybe he was like, we're not on a closed circuit line. It's so open. Like my wife's legs.
Wow.
It would have been funny if
I thought you were going to say my urethra.
Oh, no. I have a narrow urethra, okay?
That's why you're always sounding it.
Uh-huh. It's hard to sound.
Yeah.
I'm trying to gape it.
I know.
Just it takes so long for me to pee. Because, like, think of, like, you have a hose, how much water can go out of that? Think of, like, you could say a straw, but I was going to say, when you poke a balloon and you kind of, like, just see a tiny stream come out, that's me.
Or, like, a straw versus a coffee straw.
Oh, okay, that too. Or just the Hoover Dam versus a coffee straw.
Or just, like, the Hoover Dam versus...
My dick hole. Okay. This is actually a serious thing I want to talk about. It is crazy.
Boring.
It's a serious, like, a call to action. It is nuts. You hear drag performers talk about, like, well, the women we idolize and try to, like, project in our performances are strong women.
Mm-hmm.
And it's crazy how the villainess tokusatsu women have not been farmed in drag culture. Because think of Amazoness as a drag, like that's such a one-to-one. These strong women. I think maybe Rita Repulsa, maybe like Atmano Agapian. I feel like his, like that, he needs to watch this kind of shit and be like, oh my God, this.
Yeah.
There's a few from Five Man, Zonetta.
Yeah.
All of these crazy, or not crazy, like crazy cool women who, you know, are bent on world domination. Great. Do those. They're strong. They're independent most of the time. Or taking charge. That's a call to action to everyone out there.
Yeah, dude.
Hey, James, you want to be one of them women, don't you? How about you do it? Shut up.
Yeah, but you're not into drag. That's a different thing.
I know. That's the... No one listening will say that. I'm saying like, hey, you're one of them queers, James. Well, okay, one, I don't identify that way. Yeah, but you want to be a woman, don't you? Yes, but with magic. That's my life-size wish upon a star mannequin 2 moment. I need magical means to get rid of this peen.
What do you mean you don't identify that way?
I'm straight, dude.
Yeah, but T.
Huh?
LGBT.
Yeah, but I'm not that.
Queer.
I mean, like, yeah, but that again, that I feel like a poser if I say that. Because, like, I do want to, but I'm not going to, like, put the effort in. Even though I do want to, like, start dressing more androgynously. At least to, like, go to fancy parties and whatnot.
But, I mean, if you, yeah, okay.
I sex real good doesn't mean I consider myself a porn star.
No, I'm just saying that, like, if... You being like, I wish I was a woman. I mean that, or you were born a woman. Like, that is being trans.
I myself am not going to label myself that because I feel as someone who presents masculine, is masculine. I'm not doing anything besides just the fleeting thought for that. That's how I feel.
Okay.
Don't you dare put labels on me.
Sorry. So I was like hesitating. So I was like, I don't want to do that to you. But I also like don't want you to feel like you don't have like, I don't know, like permission to do that.
I'm straight man who likes pussy. Okay. All right.
So much that I wish I had one.
Yes. Deal with it.
Okay.
Freaking SJWs out there. Okay. We've talked about it before. The relationship with his sister and we'll call girlfriend is weird because in most episodes, I have a them also them scenario. Them. Why didn't you try and save us? You were right there and then you just left. But also them. Hey, where's he? We haven't seen him in a few days. Eh, he's fine. Let's listen to this new song that's clearly... an Iron Cross Army propaganda song. Baffling. They're so mean to him. And then he goes because he's like, oh my God, I woke up. Now I need to find my friend Ichiro, who's back. Oh, but Interpol's keeping him safe as it's interspliced with Amazonas in normal clothing in a beautiful corduroy hat. Just... with a tiny gun shooting two agents and says, you're going to tell us where Spider-Man is. He's like, no! And then gets yeeted off from this huge bridge and then just a rag doll falls down. It's so good.
Yes.
There are good elements in this episode, but there's a lot. I guess it's like it's a cozy episode.
Yeah.
But that's about it. Then I need to start cataloging this every episode. What does... Spider-Man say, he says like, I'm blank Spider-Man, like I'm the emissary of hell, Spider-Man. In this, he says, it's me, the Iron Cross killer, Spider-Man.
Whoa. Yeah, I mean, it's usually emissary of hell. But they did earlier say something about sending Spider-Man to hell.
As the boys yeeted and Spider-Man catches him, and he says, hey, you go hide. Amazonas is pretty much like, oh, the boy's gone. Let me slip into something more revealing. And then in her normal clothing.
Yeah. What if this got dubbed, and instead of saying hell, they said heck.
I would like that.
Spider-Man, the emissary of heck.
The emissary of the fire, the fiery place downstairs. The emissary of opposite of heaven. Satan's dojo. So my last couple notes is, one, this is the storyline that they, if they wanted to reboot this series, it's clearly Ichiro has grown up. He is the new Spider-Man, and he's having to grapple with, like, having to work a little bit harder because he doesn't have as much Spider-Man blood in him. He just has un poquito. And they said, like, oh, Spider-Man and Ichiro really savor their time together because they know this will be the last time they'll ever meet. And it's like, no, once the Iron Cross army is out of the way, it's fine for them to hang out.
Yeah.
It's weird. And that's it. That's the episode.
Well, because I think, like, Ichiro just wants to live with Spider-Man. And he's like, you can't.
Well, eventually he can. Someday. No. That's my headcanon.
No, he says, I'm a lone wolf. Awoo!
He's not. He lives with a bunch of people. And he's always hanging out with Interpol
he
now.
He always ditches.
But he's like, hey, Interpol's my guys now.
Sure.
Like, the man that we've met from Interpol is now frequently in episodes.
Oh, okay.
He's no lone wolf. He's Dick Wolf. Law and Order.
What?
He made Law and Order. But Nicole, you got anything else to talk about?
No.
All right. You got anything to plug?
Yes.
What's up?
As always, I'm Darling Homebody on social medias. Visit darlinghomebody.com for the things that I make. The magical girl boy they holographic tote bags are now available on my website, darlinghomebody.com, you freakies.
Ooh.
And you can join my monthly sticker club called the Darling Homebody Society. Also, if you need recording help and editing and stuff, James does that.
Yes.
For money.
Yes.
So that's a thing.
And for real, if you're a YouTuber, a streamer, whatever, and you need music made up, please hit me up. I do a lot now. I can do drum and bass. I can do techno, house, rap, lo-fi, whatever you need. I'm here for you. I will send you examples. Also, you heard a bunch of examples on the Watch Along episode. I put in the three up-releasing songs, which I'll talk about right now. Hey, I have new music coming out every single month this year. Just had the Horrorcrunk Entertainment release. Next month, September 15th, will be the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, the Modern Myth. That's MC Deep and I remixed a bunch of our unreleased songs. That's going to be three songs, a house one that's really hard hitting, a drum and bass one, and then another like eerie house techno style track, and then the instrumentals. October, we got Anal Dentata. I'm hoping that's going to be an 11 track single, lots of remixes, a lot of goodies there. Then November, a drum and bass release, and hopefully, fingers crossed, that Howard Kramer can get verses back to me. Hoping for December or January, the album from Marshland Monster and Dragon Boy Suede. Good times. Listen to my music under Marshland Monster, wherever music is found. Head over to MLMpod.com to find out about the information of all the podcasts that I do that are in free feeds. You can just go there. There's a list of them there. Or join our Discord where you can see a list of them as well. Then please head over to patreon.com/MLMpod, where for $5 a month you get exclusive content every single Friday. Oh yeah. This week we are beginning Akiba Ranger Season 2. I'm so excited, Nicole. I'm so pumped. And if you're a $10 patron, you get monthly exclusive content in the form of Straight to Patreon or some watch-alongs. Did very stoned to Spice World last week or last month. This month, I believe we're doing Brain Dead / Dead Alive, the Peter Jackson movie with our friend Mars, if everything goes all right.
Yeah. Oh, we should have said, like, the thing about recording.
Oh, I said that last week, but I'll say it again right now. Hey guys, I was going to after plugs. I should have done it before I got into Marshland Monster stuff. But starting next month, we'll be going every other week for a time period just to get Nicole stuff off from her plate a little bit. But over on the Patreon, it'll be first week, Mostly Speaking Sentai, second week over on the Patreon after dark, and then third week, a Mostly Speaking Sentai in the free feed. Then over on the Patreon, fourth week of the month, we'll be engaged with Nicolas Cage. And then you'll have fun time, guys. And if you're a $10 patron, you also get shoutouts on every single free feed podcast. So let's begin with those, starting with Steve F., Eric Berry of Ranger Command Power Hour, Alex Z., The Waz, Orion, he will be remixing Anal Dentata, so be on the lookout for that. Jordan B., The Chaos Witch, my Bickle brother in common law, Joshua, Jacus, Steve Barnes, Intro Void, A Sweet Child of Time. He's also on the, I should say, Sweet Child of Time. That's a podcast. September, I'm back on that show talking Wheel of Time. And he will also be remixing Anal Dentata, The Womb in Which I Emerged, my mother, Lil Corey's BFF and roommate, Shane, That Fed, twitch.tv/Corwinning, it's Corwin, and of The Rom Complex and Formulaic, a podcast in script writing, and of twitch.tv/R2Shelby2, it's R2Shelby2. And new patron, Ratman, the aforementioned. And I've been James.
I'm Nicole.
And we've been Mostly Speaking Spider-Man. Bye.
This has been a Marshland Media production, produced by James McCullum. For more content, please visit mlmpod.com. To support our network and have access to exclusive podcasts, head over to patreon.com/mlmpod and sign up today.
Oh, yeah.